knew that track. There's a track that runs from out of down to where the wharf was. The wharf was still there when we lived there. We just loved that wharf. Just swim off that wharf, you know, swim to Pine Island and back. We used to do all sorts of things off that wharf. Fish, beautiful fishing at night. You could get trevally if you went deep. But what most people were after were sprats and yellowtail, what we call yellowtail. And what we did was we used to hang a tilly lamp down over the wharf, just above the water, and they used to bring them around and swarmed. And you'd have the sprats and the yellowtail on the top, and underneath you get trevally. And you could even catch snapper there at night too if you went deep enough. But it was quite deep on it at the end of the wharf, but when the tide went out, I mean, it was all that was there. It went right onto the edge of the channel. But what used to come in there when we lived there was the people from Thompsonville, the guys that worked over at the airbase. So I look at that place now between Pine Island or Herald Island and Green Island now, and I see all those boats there. There used to be one boat. One yacht used to anchor there up from the wharf, and that belonged to that other Pākehā fella. He was a Dutchman, Hans Slendrick, and he was married to Elsie. That was the other Maori lady that lived there. They were the only two families there. A few more moved in after, so actually one of them was even our, I think the first one to move in were cousins of ours, Cooks. They lived in Rame Road. But they were the only three families there for a long time that were Maori. I mean, when I went to high school, when I went to intermediate, there was no one else, the only Maori at Kruenite Primary, me and my sister. And then we went to intermediate. There weren't many Maoris in there now. I could probably count, you know, 10 of them. And there weren't even any Samoans, and they'd only just started to come in. There were Indians. We had a couple of Indians and Chinese. Of course, the Wongs, they owned a fish shop up in Highbury, but I played football with Dave Wong, who was a Kiwi. And they were the only ones there. We had Yugoslavs, a lot of Yugoslavs at high school and intermediate. But there was a lot of Yugoslavs in Greenite as well at the time, or border, I mean, be about part of them. And the Slendricks were further down Rowland Road, straight off the park, actually. When we first got to Greenite, we were only there 2 days, and then, I don't know how the teacher knew this, but he got us to sing a Maori song in front of the class. We're in standards. I can remember my sister looking at me because I started high, and I couldn't keep up with her. I remember that. She's looking at me, so I had to drop my voice.